So we're sitting in a lovely quayside cafe in Hartlepool, and I'm Brenda, and this is Louise. And Louise Mallon is drinking white hot chocolate.
Best hot chocolate in the
looks
world.
Absolutely delicious.
Bloody gorgeous.
And we've decided to talk, I think, about Louise's degree and her career as a DJ. She's quite a fashionable and rather famous DJ in Sunderland.
Hardly. So. Ask away, what do you want to know?
This time last year, you just finished your degree.
I had indeed. Well, I thought I had.
Was it fine art?
It is design, multimedia and graphics. I forgot that. and I did my final show last year. It was quite a traumatic experience. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be, and I didn't graduate last year. I had to redo 20 credits, which I did, and finished in January.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, what was traumatic about your final show?
It's just deadlines, printing. Am I going to have everything done in time? Because it's like quite a large body of work. It was like 60 credits, so it was like half a year's work.
And was it printed work? Was it fine art?
It was. I had an allotment last year, and I basically did a booklet based on people and their allotments, which basically involved typography, photography, some vector illustrations, and basically in a nice little bound book dedicated to my granddad, because when I was a kid, some of my earliest memories was like helping him in his allotment and stealing all his tomatoes.
Oh, how lovely. And it's a great big new movement, isn't it? Allotments are very...
Thank you.
Our sandwiches have just arrived.
Looks gorgeous.
Oh yeah, it looks lovely. This is actually a very nice cafe. It's called Rapport, and it's on the on the quayside in Hartlepool. So we'll be reviewing cafes as we go.
Yep.
Mozzarella and...
sun-dried tomatoes with green pesto.
Looks nice.
Yeah. Wow. Yummy. Yeah.
No, allotments, I mean, myself and two of my friends, we, a couple of years ago, all decided that we were going to have an allotment, and we were on the waiting list with the council for at least 2 years, but obviously when the 2 years came up and the plot actually became available, one of my friends had had a child, and the other one of my friends, she, like, it's the same one who'd like started teaching me to knit. And she obviously moved away, so it was just me on my own, and it was just so much hard work. And I tried as best as I could, but in the end, I passed it on to like my uncle, because he grows oak saplings for the Forestry Commission, because apparently oak trees are in decline.
So you're multi-talented, Louise.
I'm an entrepreneur.
You're a gardener, a book illustrator, you're a graphic designer.
Yeah.
And what actually is multimedia? I've often wanted to know this.
It's basically like, it could be anything really, from like flash animation to like really nice like video editing. You've got me in a pickle. And be basically anything that you see on TV. That's like, it could be like 3D modelling, which I've done a bit of, which was fun. Interactive elements for like web design, teaching packages, you name it, can be anything.
So are you available to hire as a graphic designer?
At the minute I'm kind of on hiatus. Because I finished uni in January and I just seem to have lost my mojo.
Oh dear.
So I'm just kind of like taking some time out, and when I get my mojo back, I'll see how things go from there.
Is that where the DJing comes in?
The DJing's just something that I like to do. I originally got started as a teenager, because I was never one for like buying loads of clothes and myself, just like my friends. I was always in the independent record stores, buying whatever Kerrang magazine was telling us to do at the week. Because obviously I like the heavy metal and my rock music. Tried to get into it when I was about 18, but it was quite a sexist, to be quite honest, back in there. And then, what's it doing?
We've got about 10 minutes. Oh,
okay.
That quick.
Wow.
That was so fast.
Yeah. Blimey.
So if you want to contact Louise...